With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump paying tribute to the first American casualties in that attack against Iran. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
As one nation, we grieve for the true American patriots who have made the ultimate sacrifice.
In a White House video statement, the president offered his prayers and condolences.
We pray for the full recovery of the wounded and send our immense love and eternal gratitude to the families of the fallen.
He also warned that, sadly, there will likely be more U.S. casualties before the end of combat operations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Correspondent Sam Mednick reports on Iran's deadly strikes on Israel.
I'm at the site of a missile strike in central Israel. First responders are still working, and they're also using machines. They're searching for the rubble, still looking for survivors or more bodies. A synagogue was struck, and at least 9 people have been killed. They were sheltering in the safe room of that synagogue, and it's unclear how many people were in that safe room and how many more bodies they might find. Dozens of people are also injured. The roof of that house is blown off, and there's just debris for several blocks. Now, this is the deadliest strike so far in Israel.
Dr. Nikan Khatabi is an Iranian-American activist and a former Trump appointee. He reacts to the death of Iran's supreme leader.
After 47 years, the Iranian people have a chance for self-determination. They're ready for some freedom, separation of church and state. And they're ready to get rid of this occupied regime, terroristic organization that's really suppressed them, executed their loved ones and family members. And
major protests in Pakistan Sunday. At least 22 people have been killed. This is SRN News. America's pastors are beginning to talk now about persecution. Here's Michael Harrington.
According to a poll of Protestant pastors conducted by Lifeway Research, the vast majority of them are acutely aware of how their brothers and sisters in foreign lands are being oppressed. The survey finds that 86% of preachers have urged their congregations to pray for persecuted Christians abroad. 66% say they have delivered sermons focusing on abusive believers, and a few have brought in experts to give talks about the problem. Michael Harrington reporting.
California Governor Gavin Newsom promoting his expected candidacy for presidency in 2028, but he's being hammered by LGBT activists who do not consider him liberal enough. In an interview on CNN recently, he said the Democratic Party needs to be less prone to spending a disproportionate amount of time on pronouns. SRN News. Well, more arrests over that church protest recently in Minnesota.
30 additional people are being charged over the January 18th anti-ICE protest at a St. Paul, Minnesota church that led to the arrests of Don Lemon, Georgia Fort, and local activists. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced that most of the protesters were already in custody. 39 people now face charges of conspiracy against religious freedom and interfering with the right of religious freedom. A lawyer for City's church praised the Justice Department for charging more people, saying the First Amendment does not give anyone license to storm a church and intimidate families. Protesters focused on the church after learning a pastor there is also an immigration enforcement official. I'm Jennifer King.
New Medicaid work requirements signed into law by President Trump meant to save money, but first states will have to spend a little money to implement them. A new survey finds states are projected to spend $1 billion on technology improvements. More details, srnnews.com.